what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag is the best in here.
Yeah, what it do? Como están? Mama
Make
huevos.
Make sure we can check the chat, all that good shit. These are one of our very few first lives.
Our last live here,
more
too.
Of these. Yeah, it's our last live in this office. After this week, we are not here anymore. We just recorded a brown bag episode that's going to air on Thursday.
Facts. Oh, 455 people.
Let's go. Shout out to everybody locking in with us. We know Shout you out. Missed the episode yeah. last week. Technical difficulties, but we're here now.
That's right.
What were we saying? Oh, that this is the last episode in this office.
Yeah.
All right.
Why'd I say yeah
say
like that?
Say goodbye to this.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to Vic burning out the spot.
Oh, that was
Vic. Vic, promise you can our post. Next office, you don't post it before we all post
don't,
it.
Don't let me in first.
That's You're going to be in there because we have to record.
Don't let me in first with the camera. I might do it again. I'm just kidding.
Okay, okay.
How was this Sunday for you guys? Did you guys watch the Cholo Bowl?
Cholo Bowl, 49ers versus Cowboys.
The 40 Winers and the Cowgirls, that's it.
You know how Vic is always like cheering for other teams, right?
Yeah.
He was going for the Cowboys.
Yes.
Talk to us.
Yeah, I had a wager. Fan. Yeah, as a rate. Okay, first of all, I hate the 40 Winers because they're always just like,
they just, fucking Winers.
Yeah, you know, and it's just fun to say 40 Winers. But I don't like the Cowboys either, but I did have a wager that, like, I'm like, okay, if the Cowboys win, I told this, you know, special lady, I was like, you get to reverse cowgirl me, you know? But
so
they lost.
It didn't happen.
But they lost.
So what was
fucking
the
Cowboys can't do shit.
You had a 49er?
I did. I had nothing. I had fucking nothing. So
okay.
Keep going. Go.
Okay.
Go.
So was it a thing where you were like, hey, What's if we on? Win,
yeah,
I'll fly you out and you can kick it.
That's what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying?
But then they lost.
They lost. So now
you call her
like,
and shit on her.
I was like, they can't do nothing right. You know, they can't do nothing fucking right. And then that person was like at a party, and I was like, or like a watch party, and I'm like, what happens after they lose? Like, does everybody keep partying, or does the party just stop?
We're just shitting on her.
Yeah, and I was salty too. I'm just like, fucking Cowboys. But anyway, yeah, both teams suck. I hope they both lose. Next week is what? This week is with the Niners and the.
Yeah.
This week is Niners and Eagles, and then
yeah.
Bengals and Chiefs. They're not really in our division, especially us being from the West Coast.
Yeah.
So we don't really give a fuck. We're like whatever.
Yeah. Who do you give a fuck about?
Okay. So, fuck the Cowgirls for fucking ever, and fuck the fucking Eagles, because I'm obviously a Raiders fan here. We vibing, but originally I'm a New York Giants fan, and Eagles and. The Cowgirls are divisional rivals. So something we went head-to-head on for a very long time.
Yeah.
So even, like, when people hate the Raiders, I don't hate the Raiders. But, like, I like Cowboy fans, San Francisco fans, fucking all these fans, they hate the fucking 49ers. Yeah. They hate the...
Yeah.
And shit like that. So I understand why certain people are mad. And for them, it's like the Battle of the Bay. Like, you know, like...
The Battle of Jean Shorts, really. That's what
The Battle Raiders. Of the Jean Shorts. And
at Levi's Stadium, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, and fucking, you know what? 49ers got the best of the ultimate dad. And what I did when the Cowboys lost, I went to that dude that named this kid the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no.
He's cringy-ass, ugly fool from Dallas.
It's a 9-year-old named Dallas Cowboy out in this world.
That's and all I do is...
That thinks they're the chosen one.
And all I do is copy the link and send it to my homies all the time. That's all I do. I send it to all my homies. So this is to all the homies. Fuck Zoner and fuck DJ. You guys are fucking trash. So are your fucking cowgirls. Dak Prescott can't do shit.
Dak Prescott.
He's fucking shit. 7 years and hasn't done a damn thing for your team.
Oh my
and you guys cheer and rude and all this for what? He's inconsistent. He's never going to be reliable. Either you trade him or do something with that team.
He folds in big moments.
He folds all the time.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He lets Dallas down more than I do.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
We're more good in Dallas than he is.
Dang.
You know what I mean? At least we're tapped in with, you know what I mean, with our good peoples.
Yeah, and your Giants lost too.
My Giants did lose.
So what
but,
happened there?
But also my Giants went against a very good team.
They were kind of overachieving this
year. Yeah. They were. It was. It's,
no, they were.
It's the first time they have their coach.
Yeah,
and which is a good coach. And he did pretty good for his first year.
Mm-hmm.
So now we come back, we reroute, we choose. Now we are all the players understand each other now.
Aww.
And then now, boom, next year we come in hot.
Your quarterback is kind of trash too, though.
Daniel Jones did great. Shit, he did better than the fucking Raiders quarterback. And Dak Prescott.
You're right.
Raiders fans. We're Raiders fans too.
I know, chill. Only here. Okay. Somebody tried to call me out the other day. I'm like, don't ever test my loyalty. Raiders when we're in the office.
But I changed teams, right? I'm
going for the Raiders.
No, I'm saying, but you guys say I changed teams. Oh, Duno's doing it in front of your eyes.
Whoa.
In front of 500 people on live.
Well, also, we beat your team. The Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings. Yes, I know.
And you're a Packers fan, so that's never going to go nowhere until you guys trade Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, hopefully good luck with that. But, you know, that's not going to go nowhere.
What else happened this weekend? What else did you guys do?
You guys hung out.
We hung out briefly.
Yeah, briefly.
What does that mean?
It was like, what's up, fool? How you doing?
You know Were you over like his house or something?
No, we went to shout out my boy D-Poet in the building.
Happy late birthday, D-Poet. Happy late birthday, Maximo.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
I wish I could show you the video of D-Poet kissing two girls at my office.
Ooh.
Wow, freaky boy. Don't
wish, do it.
Poet, let me pass me your phone. I won't show the camera, but I'm going to show Letty.
Freaky boy.
Everybody saw him too. Wasn't it like the lights were on most of the time?
Let's react to his throuple.
That fool was super macking it.
Super scamming on the girls.
That fool never had the three vibes, so he was probably.
Oh my God, Poet is so happy to show me this video. Hold on, let me put
the video. You gotta show it to the world. Don't be afraid.
I'm gonna put the audio on, okay? So you guys.
No, because maybe the homies were saying some
awesome. Oh, shit. Yeah.
But look. He thinks one of them has more ass than the other one, too.
I'm beating it. Okay, what's happening?
Hey, Poet, what are you telling them at this point? He ugly, too. The homie of horn. Oh, boy, you didn't. That's not that part.
Hold on, let me see.
Oh, no.
But, like, the homie recording it was trying to be low key. So he's like this. All right, like, can you see Vic?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a torso in the back. Wait, boy, it's not coming out.
Boy, did you delete it? It's just you hugging him.
The phone. Oh, boy, you don't have the part where you're macking it?
I think
Jakarta has that part. That's oh my God, you want to see the picture of Jakarta? We could post this one. This is my mood all year.
I don't like how that makes me feel.
The one
that I said? Let me see.
What, Jakarta with condoms?
Let me see.
boy, comedy is so, it's such a niche.
Boy. Really?
Yeah, it's cool.
But also, since we're going to be at my office, I already
Magic
made
girls
rules.
Birth control pills? like,
bunch of plan Bs.
Dude, we should do a comedy photo shoot and we got to do a bunch of dumbass shit. Yeah. But also, since we're going to be there, you know, it's going to be more work environment.
I don't think it's going to be more work environment.
I promise you it is.
No, I don't think so.
Because
it's
different when it's just my shit there. But now it's our shit there.
Yeah.
So now D-Poet's not going to be kissing two girls anymore?
At the office?
He's definitely going to be kissing two girls. And I'm going to be pissed the next day because my laptop's broken. Because he kissed two girls on it or some shit.
So we're going to be just macking it?
Damn.
Look at my story every weekend now?
Yeah, no.
Suzanne on stiff?
Have you ever had like a three-way kiss?
I had a threesome.
No, but like a three-way kiss. Like,
yeah.
What? Talk to me about it.
Honestly.
Like, the girls kiss each other and then you're just in the middle. Like,
so it's not as cool as it looks.
Yeah.
It's like nose is touching.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
You stupid. Like
y'all just three stick your tongues out at each other? Like, what is it?
Because it's different. It's different because obviously your tongue can't be both two places at one time. So it's like a.
Yeah, it's a lot
It's a headache. You know what I mean? But I guess it's cool. It's cool, like, it's cool for, you know, because you look cool, but it's not cool when it's like.
Like, it's the actual act is just, it's not for the look.
Yeah, exactly. See, you feel it.
What about you, Vic?
I'm a one-woman man.
In making, it's not even like threesome, but like a three-girl kiss.
One-woman man, one at a time.
Now, the homie's more of a choker.
You've done it a few times. That's a pattern.
It's a pattern. Yeah. Why'd you say it like that?
I have a video.
Speaking of videos,
lots of people do.
Throw that up here. All right, so Cholo Bowl, we're not rooting for the Niners. I'm low-key at West Coast, so I don't.
So you're not for the Niner vibes.
Yeah, I don't mind. And then also, like, San Francisco, San Fernando, the SF, all of it.
Off of that, all that comes to play.
I see the ads all over the valley.
That's gang shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you said it, not me. San Fernando Valley.
Shout out to A1-8.
Yeah, shout out to A1-8. Yeah. Great 1-8. We didn't do that shit. We didn't do it here.
Oh, I just remember.
They fucking try to distract us.
No, it's because we're going hella deep into fucking chicken killing.
Okay, that's going to be great for the next pod. Okay, but there's the, you know the LA in a Minute guy that Vic copied Rosecrans in a Minute from? Mm-hmm. Okay. So he went to...
Oh, my God. Before you go, I swear to God, you want to know the funniest thing ever? We're chilling at dinners. We're chilling at dinners the other day. I mean, on Sunday. Yeah. Yesterday, it was this on Monday. And we're talking about, like, shit, like, in the area and shit like that. And I was like, yes. And he's like, bro, you know in Pico Union, we have the smallest street in all of Los Angeles County? Wow. Like, it's like literally like 20 feet, I think. It's the smallest street in all of Los Angeles County. I'm like, how do you know that? He's like, hello in a minute. But I thought he was making fun of Vic. But no. I didn't know there was another guy.
No, yeah. Vic got it from somebody else.
Yeah, I stole it from the white
Super
person.
Super Spaniard. Yeah. You stole from the other white person.
I stole as a Mexican. I stole from the white person.
As a Mexican.
You can do that.
That's funny to say when you're 70% Spaniard. Yeah.
So then what happened?
Okay, so he's doing a whole collab with the Valley. And so he's doing Valley in a Minute, essentially, right? And so, stop it. He was talking about how cruising originated in the Valley. On Van Nuys, it's a big-ass street.
Baby.
And so, while we didn't originate, like, lowrider culture, because that was definitely some L.A. shit that they would do in the river, in L.A. they would get fined. So, they would get ticketed for even driving. So, they never did that there. Like, they kind of held off on it. Whereas on Van Nuys Boulevard, everyone would take out their cars and go down the boulevard. And I thought that shit was really fucking dope. And he shouted out all of the Latino originators of, like, putting...
The lowriding scene?
Yeah, customizing the lowriders and where that came from and the parts and everything. He really goes, like, in depth about it. I really like that fucking video. And just shout out to the Valley real quick. Van Nuys Boulevard. Because low-key, you couldn't tell me that shit was in Whittier. You couldn't tell me that it was in Whittier Boulevard that originated.
Is there a way we could call somebody that's... In the lowrider culture and let's see if this is fact.
Like it's in the history books. So yeah, we believe him for the smallest street in Pico Union, but we don't believe him for the Van Nuys. Which I think if he's wrong, he'll get some on some shit for that.
Yeah, he's probably right about
Let me run it.
On some technicality. But there's always gonna be like some cholos out there that'll be like, we started
that shit before.
We used to cruise. But all no, up
but
and
it's
down,
crazy, like, cause low riding's such a, you know what I mean? But like nobody's claiming the smallest street ever in Los Angeles County. but then it randomly was like, yeah, we have the smallest street.
Shout out Denner.
It's 20 feet. I'm like, that's very small.
He said it so sure, huh?
Yeah, like he said like and even the food that grew up in Pico Union, they're like, oh shit, I didn't know that, fool.
I'm looking it up so we can show it to you guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to this fool.
Well, you guys, well, I'll let the
Oh, here it is. Look, I'm just going to play the audio, but I'm going to show it to the guy.
Okay.
This is your LA in a Minute, and I'm spending Sunday night on Van Nuys Boulevard because that's where cruising originated, right here in Van Nuys in Los Angeles. And guess what? There's a ton of lowriders because lowrider culture is what this is all about. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history of cruising on Van Nuys and the lowrider. Let's get into it. So cruising began on Van Nuys Boulevard in the late 40s after the war because it's a really wide street. Hey, it was always the Valley's main thoroughfare. But as cars became cheaper, gasoline became cheaper, and customization first came, this was the place to cruise. Lowrider culture was pioneered here in Los Angeles in the 1940s. Pioneers such as Jesse Valadez and his Gypsy Rose are famous even 7-8 decades later. So it's important to note that car culture originally took off in Whittier and East Los Angeles. Again,
also,
the extension
he
of car customization
okay,
and lowrider culture.
Yeah.
Aww. We can have it.
Mostly is drag racing in the LA River, below the 6th Street Bridge, by the way, which was actually a direct result of the fact that when car enthusiasts would try to cruise, the LAPD would... crack down on these drivers.
So essentially he goes in on all of that.
He.
But he's like, and while in LA they couldn't do the cruising, Van Nuys was like,
okay, you know what? I'm gonna give it to him because I like how he broke it down.
Yeah, no,
all,
and
all the way.
Showed
like,
love,
he showed love to everybody that had to do
Whittier, part of the East Los, all that shit.
Van Nuys.
Let's go.
But let's fucking go, baby, Van Nuys, go with it! Go with it! Go with it!
I guess.
But
I
also
my home right
But also, yeah, but also I know like my homies from the Valley, they do a lot of the Valley racing. Because you guys do have really wide-ass streets.
I just remember Sundays, like Laurel Canyon, Sepulveda. Like, I would see lowriders everywhere. And then we also have Richie Valens Park. And I feel like Richie Valens has, like, it's just enmeshed with, like, La Bamba and all that shit is, like, vibes. What? You're hating on Richie Valens?
No, I love Richie Valens. Para bailar la bamba. Shout out all the cities, man. But
yeah, shout out all the cities, especially Van Nuys, for one time and one time only. Because last time I tried to give you guys credit, us credit, for fucking up that one fool.
And
it was not us. It was East Lowe's.
It was East Lowe's. Oh, the the Nightcrawler. The Night Stalker. Yeah. The Nightcrawler. But that's, hey, man. Just,
yeah.
You got to give.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. As a lowrider enthusiast, I didn't I really didn't know that. But that's cool.
It's fucking cool, dog. You're sorry for the rubbing off on shit. It just makes us more proud because even back in the day, you got to think of the 40s. There were some Latinos even back in the day. Because sometimes we think like, oh, we need to do like bring ourselves up and do more. But it's like what we're doing is just the next generation of what our ancestors have done before. And so just really fucking cool.
No, I like that. And especially I like how we're all from different parts of LA and our cultures. When we talk about certain shit, it's like, oh shit, you remember this?
Yep.
Remember this shit? So that's always dope.
Hey, and while we're here, let's big up this little kid. Let's do him for Brown Pride right here. Where is he at? The little kid that is low-key like a fucking Picasso. They're calling him a little Picasso, and he's from Mexico. He sells paintings for over $100,000. He's 11 fucking years old.
Shout out little Picadillo.
Shout out Picasso. What does that mean?
Picadillo? Like the food Picadillo?
Yeah, like the...
I know, but Picasso, Picadillo.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, his shit definitely looks like Picasso.
That's fire.
But which one do you call him, a scammer?
No, I just said he's a scammer because I don't think it's worth 100K. But
depends
on who he's selling it to.
Because the thing is, like, the way art is, like, they're all scammers. Let's be honest. You know, no offense, but like, because who's the dude you like hate that dude, David Hirsch. Yeah, David Hirsch. He just did polka dots, and then he did did the cover for
Drake,
Certified Lover Boy, whatever.
Yeah,
all that shit is like very much just in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
Everybody places their own value on it. So it's about time a Mexican started, you know, scamming these white folks. You feel me? Or whoever's buying it, you know?
He looks white.
He looks like Jorjito. I like he wanted to get him to start painting.
Paint something.
Because 100K is a lot of money for a painting.
No
so
cap.
That's fucking dope. And I don't know that I could do this type of art at 11. Not going to lie. I could probably draw the sun and a house.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Facts.
We could all what's put like up your drawing? Art. Like, what's the your, could you draw?
Oh, fuck. Everybody was cool when they did the little S.
Oh, yeah.
The three lines.
The three lines. It was like hella hard. Yeah. And if you knew it, it was like, yeah.
Or then when you would do it wrong, after you'd be like, fuck, I fucked up. Yeah. One too many lines.
This is slanted all weird.
Or like, I always hate fools that drew cars way better than everybody else. Because they thought they're like, yeah, your car doesn't look like mine. Like, shut the fuck up.
I could never draw for the life of me. To this day, I'm fucking terrible.
If you could have like a claim to fame of art, like what's something that you're proud that you drew? Ooh, I have mine.
Go ahead.
The mandalas, where it's like a flower, but you keep on doing the petals. Like, and it's just random.
You're such a hoochie, like a fucking
poster. Yes, I am. Yes, and I'm proud of it.
You're such a
what's
hoochie.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong, but my sisters are hoochies.
Yeah,
shit.
And they did that flower. You know the flower I'm talking about.
Like the flower went on forever. Like,
yeah.
She don't even grow like that for real.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
There's a million petals on one flower?
Yeah.
You're a hoochie.
I don't know why that's hoochie, but I'm down to own it.
That's hoochie.
Yeah.
That's funny. The first time I figured out how to draw in 3D, I was like, oh, ooh. Wow.
Like you made a square, a cube?
Yes.
Ooh,
I was like, yo, my first cube ever, I'll put that shit up for sale. Even though the lines are probably all fucked up.
Yeah.
But like, what's mine?
Ooh, when you could shade a letter, like a fucking taggy letter, like shade it or like
make make it seem like the sun's hitting it one way?
Ooh, yeah.
That was, no, I think the first time I learned how to do my throwy, like good, like where already it's like already like, that was like saw my homies, and they were like, yeah, fool, you did it.
I don't know, tiger talk. What's throwy mean?
Throwy like the bubble letters.
Oh.
And they're like, yeah, perro, you did it, fool. But also, in juvenile hall, I used to lie to my bitches and be like, oh, yeah, I did this for you.
Someone else drew it.
Shout out Little Weddle from Blight Street. He definitely did it for me. That shit cost a fuck.
It's fucking Tweety and Sylvester.
Hey, what did it cost?
Fucking some fucking corn nuts, way. Shout out Little Weddle from Blight Street, wherever you are, man.
Love your work.
Love your work. No. And the homie had the best writing and could draw.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, hey, fool. He's like, yeah, just look out. Fool, you already know it's good. We had the same last name, so he would like show love and shit. And we're like around the same age, and we're both awesome. Funny as shit.
That's so fucking cool.
Hope you're, I think the last time I heard of him, he was like in a highway speed patrol. Like he was like in a
high speed chase.
Wow. But hopefully he's good and doing good in life, but. Yes, a valley fool was drawing for me, and I was lying to my bitch.
Let's go.
Blythe is the valley?
Panorama City.
Oh, shit. I don't think... There's a city of Blythe, no?
Yeah. There's a city, but The
gang is for, is actually oh. on, like Van Nuys and Blythe.
Oh, well, it's like the main of...
was the hub.
City of no pity.
City of no pity. That's fucking cool.
When I heard that, I was like, holy shit. And Panorama City's grimy.
Yeah.
There was a movie with, what's his name? Oh my God. And he was like a police officer for Panorama City.
Oh, really? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Who?
Lakeview Terrace?
Oh, that's a yeah. movie? Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Dang.
I gotta watch that. Yeah. Well, in other news in Los Angeles, we're gonna turn it around.
Yeah, this quick. Is actually getting even more sad.
Yeah.
So, this past weekend.
Go ahead.
This past weekend, there was a shooting in Monterey Park that I think up to 11 people are passed away now, mm-hmm. and it was an elderly man that went in and shot up a. It was like a ballroom like event that was celebrating the Lunar New Year, which is huge in the Chinese community. I live in San Gabriel. There's a big Asian community there. Like we were excited to celebrate it. We're like, oh my God, we're gonna go see the dances.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
And the red envelopes and all of that. But a lot of the events were shut down because of what had happened the night before, especially because the suspect got away. He not only went to Monterey Park, he also went to Alhambra and tried to do something at an event in Alhambra. They wrestled the gun away from him, but he ran away. And then they found him passed away in a van the next day in Torrance. But I'm literally on like Instagram right now, and there's another shooting that has claimed at least 7 people in Northern California, and it seems to be another Asian man, older, elderly too, that is behind it.
Oh my
and
God.
They arrested
Holy
him.
Shit.
That's crazy.
He shot 7 people?
At least 7 people were killed, and another was critically injured in 2 separate shootings in NorCal's Half Moon Bay, and then they have arrested the gunman. What I'm afraid of too is like, it you know, like pattern? Even in our shit, like Latino countries, like, it's easier for American to claim, like whatever, we just see the Latin America, but some people are warring with each other and fighting with each other. You mm-hmm. see that in the Middle East too. I'm wondering if like in the Asian communities too, that there's some kind of beefs that are now taking place here.
Yeah.
So it's less of a isolated incident. It's too coincidental that this happened over here and then in NorCal too, you know?
Oh, that's sad.
Or if it might have to do with outside.
The shooter, for the
Alhambra
the Monterey Park yeah. was Vietnamese,
mm-hmm.
and the celebration was like a Chinese thing. So it is like you said, like
yeah.
people Other, look at Latinos yeah, yeah. and we think we're all the same, all but there's a one, lot yeah. of differences, you know.
Damn.
So
dog, that's crazy.
It's so sad,
and it's crazy because oh, that's sad. Food.
That's so sad.
Sad in so many
Especially
ways.
older mm-hmm. folks. I know, like, yeah, I don't know.
You know what's crazy too? Like. Even when you're elderly, you get caught up in, like, the Facebooks and the TV, and extremist views can get into you because yeah. you're home yeah. a lot. Or, like, you have idle time a lot. So we don't know what's kind of happening in these situations. I think a few months back or a couple years back, there was a church, and I believe it was a Taiwanese church, and a Chinese man went in there and shot up, too, and they got him, too. Like, it's something going on that's out of our kind of, like, knowledge base.
Yeah.
But it's happening, and it's happening a lot. What's sad is that Lunar New Year is so beautiful, yeah. especially for, like, again, you go and you see, where I'm at, you see red everywhere. The dragon/lions that are,
it's
like,
beautiful. Dancing. I mean, it's the culture there.
Chinatown has a big, beautiful. Big celebration. Yeah. But to see that, like, kind of be suppressed because of what's going on.
Yeah,
because
now it's like, okay, all the events were canceled, like, going forward. Like, they had others yeah. planned the next day. And then who knows about next year?
Like, and people now, are like, with it happening
skeptical
again,
about,
it's crazy.
You know, stepping out and trying to celebrate, you know, a new year, a new beginning and stuff like that. And it's like, now everybody's going to forever remember this on this day.
Yeah.
And then there's always the fear of copycats and people thinking, like, you know, I want to do the same thing.
Like, they're
thing.
Doing the right, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
so. It's just, it's so sad. It's such a tragedy.
Shit.
We're not,
The definition yeah. of, like, hit close to home. Like, literally, I was leaving Deep Poets Party, and I get, like, an alert, and it said, like, mass shooting Monterey Park. I'm like, I'm about to drive by that shit.
Damn.
You know? Yeah. And it's just, like, crazy to think about, like...
Well, even in Torrance where they caught... Well, yeah. they caught the van.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with where they caught the guy. You know, it's like, my grandma lives not too far from there. Just, like, it's just such a sad tragedy. Yeah. It's not about me, though. It's about the loss, you know, of lives and the families that are all affected and the grief of just, you know, the Asian community in general. I started to follow, like, a lot of Asian... journalists and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and they're just like, you know, so like distraught yeah. and also trying to cover this, you know, for their people and just for all of LA, because they all, just like we know as Latinos, we have a little bit more expertise in that field and like with everything that goes on with it. And I'm just like, wow, it's just so tragic.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like we're not Asian, obviously we're Hispanic Latino, but the Asian community is big in Los Angeles, you know?
Huge.
I know a lot of Angelinos that are Asian. I have a lot of Asian friends, whether it's Chinese, Korean, Japanese, Vietnamese. So, you know, a lot of those grandparents, a lot of those people were raised around our Latino, especially a lot of people in Koreatown that I know, they're raised around Asians. Like Depoy, he grew up playing basketball with a lot of Asian people. So I can only imagine the kids of Monterey Park, San Gabriel Valley, Alhambra, where they, some of their, who knows, that might be some a Latino that we know's best friend's grandma that passed away. Yeah. So, you know, so it's, we take that into consideration and.
No, that's real.
And you know, they're part of our huge, loving, melting pot city. And we want to send our love and our prayers to all those families. Yeah. And
definitely.
And just know that the shit is here for you guys. And, you know, we send our blessings. And I know it's going to be hard to get over, especially the amount of people. It was obviously anybody dying is crazy, but obviously 10 people is
big numbers.
Yeah, 10 people is crazy. And what just happened in Northern Cali with another event that was happening, doing to celebrating that. We wish you guys nothing but fucking prayers and blessings, and hopefully it's something that, you know,
it's sad. And you know, too, like, this is where it's going to get a little bit weird, because I think for it to be, like, I don't know the correct terminology, but, like, Asian on Asian makes, like, America maybe just turn away, like, I'll figure your shit out. Like, if it was, like, brown on brown, if it was, like, a Salvadorian that killed a bunch of, I'm not even going to say it. Like, it's just different, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a white man shooter, it would get, not that it would get more, like, coverage, because it should be getting a lot of coverage, but it feels like more of an American problem in that sense. Yeah. Whereas here, it's like, oh, y'all deal with it. And that's really sad, because this community has historically felt very, like they haven't had their voices heard and very like under the radar. And so it might feel like that again, like, why is nobody paying attention to this? This is huge. It's happening so much. So definitely like on our end, just understanding too the relationships all of us minorities have with each other. I cannot escape just like how, like, it's tripping me out as you're talking about it, how like Depoy grew up with in Koreatown. Yeah. Like, we grew up in a heavy Asian community.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the boys, Jorjito knew, hey, Sunday is New Year because all his friends are Asian and where he goes to school and all of that. And like, he'll come home and he'll have different words and in Mandarin and stuff like that. And it's just like, I love that for him. Those are his homies. Those are his friends.
Yeah.
Those are probably people within the community or family members that it just gets scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, we're from a big melting pot city where we learn a lot about I remember my first real good friend like in school was fifth grade, the homie Ryoma. He was Korean, and that's how I learned like how to say certain words. And and my we have a lot of, you know, we fuck with the culture, man. Like, like I said, I could only imagine the you know, the kids that grew up in Monterey Park where they're attached to those people.
Yeah.
People were, you know, people that are not from cities like ours, they wouldn't really get it, but we fuck with everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the people that owned the liquor stores around us were Asian and showed us love, met us since we were kids, from being only able to buy candy to being able to buy beer now. And like, the love we have, you know, the respect, and I mean, I'm not saying that that's it, you know what I mean? But RIP to those 10 people that passed away, to the people that just passed away in Northern Cali.
Man, that's heavy. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a big loss.
Wish you guys, I mean, shit, there's nothing really to wish you, but like, you know, just love sending your way, a lot of blessings and shit, we're here, you feel me?
Dang. Not to
change the subject so fast. I feel it.
It because this is a mini life.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your favorite person?
My favorite person?
Yeah.
Who's my favorite person?
Didn't you just have a show?
Oh, Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Drizzy Drake. He's not my favorite person, but, you know.
Hey, twin.
You know. Hey, twin.
Hey, twin.
Okay, so over the weekend, Drake did his concert live at the Apollo, 2 nights.
How big is the Apollo, by the way, you guys?
It's
historical.
Yeah, it's not that it's big.
It's historical.
It's
like, give me a...
People
it's
like El
House of Blues out here?
Kind of, but not really, because
they are right?
It doesn't have that, like, because Apollo's known for you go and you perform in front of an audience and they'll boo you if you suck.
Okay, okay.
Like, so they're like a talent show almost venue.
Okay,
1,500.
Yeah. Okay, okay. 1,500. So now that you guys told me this, I know because a lot of comedians will be like,
and you get booed at the Apollo. Yeah, yeah. That's why okay, it's okay, big. Okay, okay. Because the audience accepted him. So they're known, the audience is known for being like big critics.
And it's been in,
I think, just New York in existence
since like the 40s or 30s.
Oh, so it's legendary.
Like, it's part of the Harlem Renaissance, and it's been there for, like, it's a staple.
Yeah.
New York. Shout out my hip-hop friends.
And so he did it. It's a very historic venue.
Yeah.
So he decided to do it. And I just think it's so dope.
Probably, yeah. Like,
he was supposed to do it back in November. And
something happened.
Takeoff passed away.
Oh,
he was supposed to do it like that same weekend, so he had to postpone it.
Yeah,
and basically it was like, if you guys remember Jay-Z's B-side show, pretty much the same kind of thing.
Sorry, break it down. B-side, I was like, fuck.
It's so okay. Like, this is vinyl days, like records, right? Definitely. They would have the A-side where the single would be, like, let's say Big Pimpin', and then B-side would be like songs that maybe he liked, but more album cuts.
Yeah.
So it's like, he did a whole show of just B-sides, just album cuts.
All the songs that he wouldn't really perform, because, you know, when you go to a show,
you want all the bangers.
Yeah. You want all the bangers. Just give me the bangers.
Nothing but the hits.
You know?
Oh, so Jay-Z used to perform.
He did one show. He did one show called Jay-Z the B-sides, and like Tidal displayed it, and it was just like all the super fans were like, he's performing songs he probably never performed before.
Yeah. But just for super fans?
Pretty much.
Okay, I feel like, okay.
So Drake did this similar thing, but he didn't call it that.
He played his hits, though.
He played some hits.
Yeah.
But it was just songs he doesn't perform. Yeah, but he probably won't perform Started From The Bottom anymore.
Let me see his set list.
He did Marvin's
Room. He did like 40 songs. Yeah. When did he ever perform Marvin's Room? I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen a video of him performing Marvin's Room. Or maybe I just haven't been in the internet.
Over My Dead Body. Like, it was just so many classic album cuts.
Oh, can I read it? And can I read it just because I want to be a hip hopper like you?
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, nice.
He played Best I Ever Had.
Okay, Over My Dead Body.
He won't perform that in 2023, though.
But that's still a hit.
Over My Dead Body, which is fire. Wu-Tang Forever, Trust Issues, Marvin's Room, Say Something, Feel No Ways, Practice, Jaded, Jungle, Karaoke, Best I Ever Had, Banger, Over, Headlines, one of my first favorite Drake songs, Hell Yeah, Fucking Right, Started From The Bottom, I'm On One, No View, Friends, Energy, Know Yourself, Nonstop, God's Plan, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Hold On, We're Going Home, Controller, One Dance, In My Feelings, Passion Just Fruit, Way Too Sexy, Horrible Song. Wait For You, Massive, Calling My Name, Sticky, I Really Mean It, Dipset Anthem.
Fucking songs.
We Fly High, Rich Flex, Privileged Rappers, Spit About You, Jimmy Cooks, Knife Talking Legend.
Whew.
Damn, he did 41 songs?
Yeah.
He did a lot.
How long were people standing for?
A long time. That's my fault.
And he brought out Dipset, which was incredible.
And dressed like them while he brought them
Yes, they were all wearing the Jeff Hammies.
I think he looked weird in it.
They were all wearing the Jeff Hamiltons. Okay. So Drake is getting a lot of backlash for
like, dressing like Cameron?
Yes, for like literally jacking Cameron's swag from
Cameron was there, right?
He was there. He had the pink fur with the pink headband that every girl is for Halloween or whatever.
Every girl?
Yeah. What guys do that?
You
Besides
would do
Drake.
That. You would do that because you posted that you were going to do that at the live show.
I would do that. I wore Jeff Hamilton.
No, I wouldn't do it because it's played out. But that's a cool idea. But the thing is, I like that Drake is just living out his like teenage fantasies. Like he wanted to be from Dipset probably. So did I. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So did
I wanted to be Joel Santana, which is what it is.
Yeah.
So he's like a full adult and now he's just kind of doing his shit. I thought it was fire. I was super jealous. A lot of journalists were over there. That I know and shit.
They were at
having
the show?
A great time. Yeah. They were having a great time. I was just like, damn, I'm envious right now. I'm not gonna lie. But shout out to Drake, man.
Are you guys going to the show if Drake has one in Los Angeles?
If he has one of those, yeah.
We're going, right?
You guys can go have a great time. I've seen Drake perform. Am I getting you tickets?
Yes. Oh, can you give me tickets?
Please fuck you guys. Come on, your journalist friends. They were there.
Me too.
Have fun.
That'd be sick. What about he did, right? J. Cole did like a B-side kind of?
Dollar and the Dream concert.
Yeah, that's fire. See, I would love to go to one of those too. Yeah.
I love J. Cole perform.
I love his B-sides, for sure.
Oh, dude, if we go to Drake, I say, tell me what's really going on. Tracy, back up anything, I'm ready.
What's happening?
Back to surgery, and now I'm back again. Continue, because I kind of forgot what to say.
He says, I'm by my paper like a motherfucking scratching win.
World Series attitude. Champagne bottle like. I never understood what any of this meant until I started kicking it. Like, what? Like in the scene, I guess.
Champagne bottle like?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is that?
Just popping
Or like, up. I never just, yeah.
Can we get Angie over here? Angie, come through. Come sit right here.
Wait, is she going to talk shit about Drake?
No.
Oh.
No.
Come on, Angie.
Angie, when did you go to Mammoth? Come right here.
First week of January.
So Angie's traveling. Angie went to Arizona. Just for all the guys on the live, Angie's here. Ooh. Mucha ropa.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Angie, you went to Mammoth.
Yeah, first week of the year.
And it was funny because there's a video of Angie. She saw a mammoth. You saw a mammoth, right? Or like a statue?
Okay. Oh, a mammoth. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm stupid. I was like, I'm gonna be like, you know, they're extinct.
It was a statue. It was a woolly mammoth statue.
Cause they're extinct.
But listen, Angie.
I know.
I'm an idiot though. I'm sorry. No, it's cause you said it. It's cause you said it and I'm like, oh my God, like, they gotta correct it.
I get to correct Letty. I can't wait.
Yeah. So there's a statue of a mammoth.
Of a mammoth, and Angie saw it, and she was like zooming in. And Angie's like a Thea on Facebook with the fucking, with her videos. Yeah.
I am.
And she's like, look, you guys, a woolly mammoth, everybody. And I laugh so fucking hard. It's a woolly mammoth.
A woolly?
Yeah.
See, you didn't know. You didn't know.
I just don't know about fucking mammoths.
Yeah.
Okay. Only Ice Age.
Well, but why you called it a Wally mammoth?
Can I see the video?
Please play it, cause I told Wally. Her. Here, I told her, send me this right now.
Right here.
Just play it.
Listen.
Andy, see you recorded something so weird.
I know. It was my phone.
Today was to go snowboarding, but it is freezing.
She's a vlogger.
I'm not a vlogger.
Look.
Can't even see the
woolly
mammoth.
My English no good.
So it's woolly?
It's woolly mammoth.
What's the difference? What?
It's spelled woolly mammoth. It's spelled the name. It's spelled W-O-O-L-Y. And Angie's looked at it and said woolly mammoth.
But in my head, I know how to spell it.
That shit is so funny.
Like but that's what happened. Cartoon character.
Yeah.
Well, just, there you go.
How was Mammoth?
Oh, it was fun. I always go. I'm gonna go back in March.
Do you travel a lot?
Yeah, Angie.
Is that like your thing?
I like outdoor stuff, so I always go to like Mammoth and Yosemite. So that's like normal.
Okay.
When you go to Yosemite, do you not shower for a couple days?
No, because we do glamping, so there's running water. I cannot do camping.
Yeah, so. You can't shit in a hole. You can't shit at all.
You can't even shit at all. No. It's okay. Well, that's how we're going to end this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes. It was just quick, you guys.
Super quick. We love you. We'll be back on Thursday. Go Niners. No.
Bengals. Go Bengals.
Go
Joe Burrow.
Go Joe Burrow.
Hey,
go
and shout out to the Lakers for coming back from a 25-point deficit.
Yes.
Fuck Dame.
And we got Rui Hachimura.
Fuck Dame. Just point at the clock and just do this.
No. Dame Dollar.
He does this when he shits on teams.
Clock broken.
The clock broken. Shout out Pat Beverly. I like him now.
Yeah.
Ooh, we like Pat Bev now.
Yeah, right. He's a dog.
Yeah.
Got a dog
in him. And I grew up on Beverly.
What do you got to say, one Beverly. Clipper fan? What do you got to say?
I feel great. Kawhi Leonard's coming back, getting healthy. We saw it, man.
That fool's not even injured, he's just bored.
Oh, tomorrow night the Lakers play the Clippers.
Oh, yeah. Is Kawhi going to play?
Put money. Oh, you know what?
No, let's do a bet right now.
Listen, okay, all right. Clippers win, we take you to whatever restaurant you want to go. Okay. Right? Okay, that's cool.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, we.
Okay, I'm a fuck guy, right? Okay.
What else?
Salt Bay? Meshway?
Okay. All right, no. Okay, take his food. Help me.
I froze up a little bit. Clippers lose, we cut off your hair right here.
Ooh, take it off so they can see.
Wait, what do you mean?
You have a lot of hair. Ooh, I get to just do one line somewhere.
In the middle.
Okay, you know what?
And I can do it to you guys?
The Lakers win, we'll jump in the lake.
Nah, fuck that.
If the Lakers lose,
look. If the Lakers win.
Lose.
All right, look. Now, okay, this is better. Lakers win, you shave one eyebrow. Clippers lose, I'll shave one eyebrow.
No way.
Come on.
Damn, that's a lot.
Believe in your team.
All this.
No.
Loser
no.
takes.
We're going to take those anyway.
Mr. Mushy.
That's not a dare.
Hurry up. Do a better one.
Come on. I like mine.
You know I'm afraid.
Clippers versus Lakes.
I'm afraid of losing my eyebrow.
I'm afraid of losing my mind.
All right. You win.
All right. Let's just do it. Look. Next episode, if Clippers win, you got to wear a Clipper jersey or hat or shirt.
No, that's too lame.
The whole episode.
Okay. But if we win, you got to wear a Chicago Bears hat. Because you're a Giant. You're a Green Bay fan. That's horrible.
I think a Lakers thing would hurt him more.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If you got to wear an Angels jersey.
That's dreadful for anybody in the world.
No, you got to do it. No. And we're working.
No, you got to wear a Lakers jersey and a Crip Walk on camera.
Lakers win, I get to paint your face purple and gold.
Oh.
Or Clippers win what?
What's your thing if the Clippers win?
He has to reciprocate. I have to paint you
We're
guys.
Doing all the thinking, dog. You got to do one, too. Just like a Clipper fan. Like a Let Clipper. The Lakers do all the work for L.A.
It's just been money.
It has to be like something.
20 bucks each.
20 bucks each.
20 bucks each.
That's cool.
Hold on, wait. No, that's not.
He gets $60.
Yeah,
if I lose, I pay $60.
But if we win, but it's 20 from each one. So it sounds like a 20 each one either way. Same thing. We're one person in reality.
Okay. We are one person.
Yeah.
Deal?
All right.
Who's the head, who's the ass, and who's the heart?
Oh, shit.
That's it. Brownback Live Show. We're
done. It's over.
We'll see you guys on the
Bye.